sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
We choose directly who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power.
Friends, this is your co-host, Will Blue Otter. Join us now to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Aho. As Blue Otter, seventh great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho.
Grandfather, teach me the ways of the old, so that I may remember who I am.
And I am Will Blue Otter, and tonight we're going to have a special discussion with Blue Thunder about the Global Medicine Wheel Ceremony. This man has been very busy today. This is the winter solstice, and he's going to be taking us in our minds and hearts to some really special places. Mark Borcherding has a few things he wants to talk about before we get to Blue Thunder. Yeah, go ahead and say hi, Blue Thunder, and go ahead for a few. Go ahead, say hi, Blue Thunder. He may be. I think he's. He may be. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah, you're live. We're going.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure because I didn't know if maybe he couldn't be here or heard either. Well, what I was wanting to talk about was.
Okay.
We're getting more information on UV radiation measurements. And this is one of the things to be watching for, and they're continuing to go up, and that's a good indicator of what our Earth's magnetic fields are doing. And one of the things to look for is these continuing changes on the magnetic fields and elevated radiation. Like some people are taking measurements in airplanes now and getting a lot. So, and more reports like the Inuits and other people reporting whales and different animals and stuff with burns, you know, basically UV radiation burns and more things about the trees and such, right? And so, but there's one other indicator that comes, that was given to us in the past by a lady, I think she was a Ojibwa or Chippewa or something like that, and she mentioned a time where we would see several days of green skies.
Mm.
And that would be, and this was not, now right now if you look recently, you'll see pictures on the internet and recently in the last few weeks of green auroras, you know, in Alaska and Sweden and the northern places, right? She's not talking about that. She's talking about when these things come all the way down south.
Wow.
And massive auroras. So she's not just talking about your normal thing. She's talking about one. And the reason this is important is because she said when you saw that, the next thing you're going to see is a lot of extreme changes with the Earth. I mean, we're talking, you know, massive Earth movements and stuff possibly. So this is a precursor sign just a few days prior, you know, maybe anywhere from 2 days to maybe a couple weeks or so, but in the general vicinity. So if, and the reason I tend to believe what she's saying is because she said a lot of other things. And so, and she said these back around 1980, 81, 82, 83, somewhere in that time frame. A lot of the other things she said have come to pass.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is starting to happen right now. She predicted back then a massive deflation, not inflation, but deflation of the economy. And we're starting to see that right now across the world. Look at the price of oil recently.
Yeah.
So her credibility, I think, from my viewpoint, because of her past record, a lot of things she said have come to pass. So I think this sign that she said about the green skies or the auroras coming all over the Earth, it's probably good to pay attention, because if you see that, you probably don't have very many more days till all hell breaks loose.
Uh-huh. We're talking about Earth energy this evening with Blue Thunder when you get done. And who is this lady?
I forget. I think she was a Ojibwa or Chippewa.
Oh, aren't you talking about No Eyes?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's her. That
okay,
was her.
Yeah,
name, yeah.
Mary Semmerings. Yeah. She
was actually up in the mountains in Colorado here.
Yep. She said you see her summer, winter and summer all mixed up, and yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that.
I first read her stuff back years ago, I kind of, you know, it's kind of interesting, but, you know, she's saying the same thing as everybody else is saying. But the difference is with her is looking, if you look back on what she said and you draw and compare notes now and look back on it, her track record is pretty good. And one other thing I remember she was talking about, and it's hard to find this, but she did mention it. She mentioned the nuclear reactors.
Yeah.
And the positions of them as being a problem, and saying certain places would be a little bit better because, you know, you want to kind of be away from all those reactors.
Yep.
And so, you know, when you go look at a lot of things she said, I think she has a pretty good credibility. And I think I think this thing with the radiation, I posted a link underneath on Facebook on your page and my page on Facebook for the show tonight. There's a link in the comments section underneath those postings that will have a link to a YouTube video that shows a guy measuring the UVB radiation coming in with the meters. You can actually see the meters on the video.
Yeah, excellent.
Now, I disagree with, he's saying it's all climate geoengineering and stuff. That's his whole thing. I sort of disagree with him on that to some extent. I think it's really telling us that the magnetic fields are going down more and more and more. And I think that's the primary cause. So I don't completely agree with all the statements in the video, but I think his measurements are accurate and worth noting, because he's seeing, I believe, UVB on the order of, you know, close to 1,000 times normal, I believe, if I remember correctly in the video.
Yeah, we got to keep an eye on, have to be eternally vigilant and keep an eye on these things. And Blue Thunder, how
yes,
is your day?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How has your day gone so far with ceremony?
Oh, it was a full day since starting yesterday evening around midnight, continuing into today until the sun went down, and working with the plume serpent energy and the rainbow serpent energy in the Milky Way, and the galaxies and the universes and the solar systems and the stars, the sun and the moon, and bringing awareness about all this collapsing in the environment is about purification time. So who's our brother that was talking? Who is this
This is Badger. Is that's what we call him, is Badger, because he digs up facts.
Oh,
and
okay.
Now let's see. Now you've been on. I'm not sure whether Mark has been on with us before. Maybe he missed the last time you were on and wasn't able to do your Mayan birth reading. I can't remember. It's been over a year. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think. Well, hello, Mark.
We can do it if you want. Sure.
Yeah, Blue Thunder, give him your birthday, and let's have Mark talk to you about your Mayan astrology birth sign.
Well, I've had many people read it, so it's all the same in Sumer. 7-15-50.
Okay,
7-15-1950?
July 15, 1950.
Okay, just a second.
Born in the morning, early in the morning, 2:11
okay.
in the morning.
That's fine. As long as it's before, I mainly go on if it's sundown or not, before or after sundown, so you're before.
Okay, well, thank you
okay.
for looking, checking those things
out. So there'll
out
be two components here. Let's see if I can get my act together here. That was July, right?
Yeah,
right.
July 15th, 1950.
Okay. Yeah, I messed up here for a second. Just give me a second. Okay, so traditional Mayan day count. You were on a day called One Men, One Eagle. And that is very interesting in a way for today because it ties into something that happened 483 years ago. And 483 years ago, on this same glyph, not the same day, but it was December 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd, that is when the apparitions of Guadalupe occurred at Tepeyac.
Wow. Wow.
And your birth is connected to the first day of those apparitions. And those apparitions are occurring at the same time, right where we're in time of the year right now, Hopi Soyal type timing. So the one men is the beginning of this the eagle cycle. So it kind of drives the whole energy of that 13-day cycle, and it's going to be about great forces and power, things that have to do with that, and then it will be associated with the bottom of the pyramid, where the pyramid connects into the earth, and potentially really underneath the pyramid, because most of the pyramids are going to connect underneath, and under them they're going to have caves, water, sacred springs, and stuff like that right under that pyramid, which connects in a lot with, probably as you know, with the ley lines and such. So very important component there. And the eagle energy, of course, being, about vision, revelations, your normal eagle things, and the go-between kind of energy power between the sun and the earth. So that'll be pretty much your normal traditional Mayan thing. Now, the part we're going to get into now is something that you won't have gotten into, and that is we're going to look at another Zulcan that's more of the next world cycle coming, the one we're moving into. And it's going to have three components, three parts, a forward flow of time, a backward flow of time, the forward being the way we normally view time, and backward moving the part that our senses don't detect. Our senses can only detect the forward movement. Our psychic senses can detect the backward movement. And so, and then where these two forward and backward time flows come together, a unity or a zero point, or a, where the two merge together. So for yours, on the forward flow of time, we have energy that's about birth of things, dealing with polarity of things, challenge of things, some Olin Kaban energy here, synchronicity of things, movement, thought energy, consciousness, things like that. these things for you are going to tie in since birth with Hu-Nebku, creator, into having a driving force and energy of harmony, oneness, also gets into connecting into the energy patterns for what they call the sixth sun, the next cycle. And so that's been with you pretty much since birth. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of the things you're doing now probably track all the way back to birth fairly strongly. I wouldn't be surprised if you were doing, you know, Earth healing birthing ceremonies when you were a little kid. Now, moving on the other side, the backward flow of time, you have ego energy showing up again, but this time with the 11 energy, and it's about liberation. It's about a lot here. If you know, it's partnering with the Manique glyph, which is the hand glyph, the healing glyph, and it's actually in that cycle also as well. So you got double Manique or healing energy sitting here. So this indicates probably you've probably seen a pretty sizable increase in your healing abilities and desires for a while now. Probably, you know, go back probably 1997, 1998, maybe even before that. But around that time frame, it probably accelerated and got way stronger. Now, where these two come together, this is the zero point or the gateway or the bridge between worlds for you. And it's condor energy. Condor, owl, sib, that type of stuff. It's about, fearlessness, looking into things, inquiring, learning about things. But there's an aspect of reason and justice here, having reason and justice for, you know, things in the world to go along with that healing. And it's bringing in some energy here, too, that would be having to do with you can, through other, maybe even yourself or some other people around, you're bringing in the power of art in here and creating things as a partnering energy here for you. And it's about a lot about changing things, transmutation, death of the old, birth of the new, and a community and cooperation within a community. Again, this is condor energy, so we have eagle and condor here, both. So the condor is sitting more in the center in the unity part where the zero point is at, and that's more the heart energy and the tribal nations and the tribal native thinking. And then on the forward backward flow of time, you have the eagle energy. So you have the condor and the eagle, like the prophecy of the condor and the eagle. But the condor side is where your gateway. So I would not be surprised if you start seeing a lot of activity or desire to move into the southern hemisphere and pull native peoples and stuff from southern hemisphere and unite them to the northern hemisphere into the eagle part of the world. I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to have a lot of direction to do that. And it's going to be in that area of those activities where you're for yourself, where it's going to benefit you a lot as well, and helping move yourself between world cycles. So going down there and delving into Central America, South America, and pulling native stuff from there up into the work you're doing is probably going to be pretty significant for you.
So true. Like, that's what I'm preparing to do.
Sounds like he was born to do this.
That's for sure. I remember many things as a child coming into this realm of existence. So, are you finished, brother?
Oh, one other thing that's important here just came up to me. This condor energy that you have is also going to connect into the white buffaloes. Specifically, the two white buffaloes born at Janesville, Wisconsin, Miracle and Miracle Second Chance. The unity of those two buffaloes' birth and lives is going to connect directly into this thing we talked about, your condor energy, especially for you in the area of two key words, truth and peace.
Hmm. Well, that's pretty powerful because that's right on track with what I'm preparing to talk about because
okay.
of the energy. Well,
take
that's right on, brother.
I'm done, so unless you have some questions.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I think you answered the questions that I needed to know in myself about what I'm doing confirms that, what I'm going to be speaking about. So I'm going to put this out there, and this is the time and the prophecies of, like, you know, this Warrior of the Rainbow prophecy of this Snow Eyes, this beautiful grandmother who spoke about the many things, that a time would come when a Mother Earth would need the help of the ancient wisdom, but from people who would awaken would have to be strong of heart and character to make it through because of what they would have to endure to get to this time we're in now. And for that, myself, I went through many things for the last 20 years, so to say, with going on an uphill struggle of climbing to the top of the mountain, and the grandmothers and the Grand Tetons, the spiritual grandmothers that we communicate with through Mother Earth, had told me I'd have to climb through the ignorance of humanity, especially my own people and relatives and my own tribes within where I come from, because I would be persecuted every step of the way, and other people in humanity. So I went through that along with many others that were on this journey to get to this place now where we're in the timing and when the Earth is preparing to rebirth herself into a very beautiful planetary being within the universes and the galaxies and within the solar system, with all these planetary systems and bodies vibrating this powerful energy that's promoting purity and purification upon every speck of energy that is made in creation is the poisons and toxins. And this energy coming in, if it's painful and burning and hurting, is our immune systems are out of balance. So we have poisons and toxins in us. Just pure energy is coming in. If we don't have any, if we have poisons and toxins in us, it represents sunburn. The whale's getting burned. It's poisons and toxins in their systems. So that's showing that they're not healthy. Illness and sickness, disease, cancers, viruses, and illnesses. This is a representation of all those prophecies that said that these things were going to happen. But for how I feel and my truth is that this is a representation of what's not pure in the whale's body, the human's body, the bird's body, the animals, insects, microorganisms. That sunlight that's coming in is pure. And we have to match that vibration. It's called purification. So we're told to purify our bodies, purify the toxins, poisons, heavy metals, poisonous thoughts, emotions, and actions from our body and being. If not, the sun would be painful to us because of all that energy that's within us. Can you hear me at this time?
Oh, you're doing
well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so this is what I wanted to talk about. And these times we're in now, we're doing a lot of things to clear the energy in the force fields. And it's all like plasma energy, force fields that's held together by the strings of light or the particles of light. 20 emotions under 13 sounds and tones and vibrations from the sun, and the 20 emotions from the moon, so to say, and these emotions that come in every 20 days is were to get resynchronized every 20 days. So those emotions that resynchronize these pure thoughts and emotions and actions of our character are these emotions, and to get connected to them, this energy coming in is promoting that to take place under the high frequencies of 13 sounds and tones and colors of light. And these colors of light that are coming in have power and energy to influence us through color therapy or color vibrations that activate our cellular DNA memory that awakens us to peace at this time. Those who resist go the opposite direction. Those who stop resisting go into a better place and are in a place of nirvana, paradise, happy hunting ground, feeling great, happy, joyful energy, known as heaven upon earth, Garden of Eden, things like that. So this is the time we're in. And those who are promoting to be like they're in the fifth world or in that world underneath the sixth sun. And so this is where we're at, as far as what I'm told and understanding, because of being able to see and to hear and to know as the coming together of the north and the south polarities, that the negative and the positive are becoming one, and they're intertwining. These two serpents are dancing together. That's like the peaceful, the twins came. One was of peace and one was of war. And they would wrestle, and they would wrestle with each other for thousands of years and fight each other. This has been humanity. This has been the thoughts and emotions within a person. And the person that feeds the thought within them is the one that wins out within the person. And so it goes back to this story about the wolf. And I believe this was a story of the Cherokee message about two brothers. It's like two wolves. And the wolf you feed is the one that takes over a person's thoughts and emotions and actions and body. But it's an analogy of things that these two twins fought within ourselves. And we'd have to balance within ourselves the fighting attitude, being angry and upset, pissed off at ourselves, jealous about ourselves, not liking ourselves, thinking we're ugly or body weren't perfect or whatever it would be, whether it was male or female. The only difference it meant was that we'd now recognize that these were all false ways of thinking and being, because we had been brainwashed into these systems that our ancestors fell into seven generations ago plus, going back 5,000 years and more, 26,000 years. And so a lot of these stories have been told by us, and it's been mentioned many times. And, you know, I'm not wanting to go into all those stories. They've been told so many times. It's kind of old information. But underneath the white buffalo prophecies, it said that purification time would be here. And then in Guatemala and Mexico, going down into the south to the eagle and condor coming together, there's a prophecy of the buffalo coming down, back down into the south, because they migrated out of there and they went north, and the time would come when they would come back. There would be a bull with three cows. They would cross into the borders into Mexico, and they would be led by a white buffalo and a female buffalo, a black and a white buffalo. And they would come down there and they would visit. And this would be a message to the Mayans and the Aztecs and all cultures and nations, that the time was to bless our temples, our pyramids, and clear the negativity of the vibrations that transferred into the elements, into the matrix. That every word, thought, and action got recorded, like Dr. Emoto, bless his beautiful teachings and wisdom and his spirit that came, brought this wisdom to activate humanity, to awaken us, and also those of us who knew these things already, were the Native American tribes, the Red Nations, and some in Mexico, going all the way down to South America, Peru, and Colombia with the Kogi and Incas, and all of us, we all understood this in a way. But he introduced it in the north so humanity could awaken around the world. That whatever we say gets recorded in the water. He proved that. And this is what our stories and our myths and legends said. A time would come where we would recognize this great wisdom and knowledge, that all secrets and wisdoms would be shared at this time. There wouldn't be one thing held back. Because if it was held back, humanity would not be able to get that information that would promote peace on the planet, which are the principles of peace, how I understand this, are these knowledges of Mother Nature, the universal laws of the universe, the solar system, the cosmos, galaxies. Huge, vast knowledge and wisdom would be shared by us who would share that with all peoples. And now we could do that because anyone who took this information that was power, that we could transmute things and make things with their thoughts and energy with these rituals and ceremonies, has such powerful power. But we were sent here to do this along with the other nations who would be awake within the cultures of the young kids, the teenagers, people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, all the way up to my age, 64, and even older, into the hundreds. But a time would come that those leaders that were 100, 80, into their 60s and coming down, if they chose negativity and anger and hatred and jealousy, that would cause them to die. the sicknesses and illnesses and diseases, traumas and dramas. Well, look what happened to our elders. They left and died in horrible ways. And some of them are still going because they're angry, they're lost in victimhood, and they're pointing fingers, who's right, who's wrong, who should sing songs, who should do the ceremonies, who's been chosen, who went through the initiations, and who are those individuals? And then they would persecute each other all the way down to themselves, and they would turn against themselves, and they would turn against each other, which was brother against brother. Now, this is really rampant across the world, especially in the Red Nations. They are their own worst peoples of all nations and cultures that I've ever ran across in my 20 years of doing work with all the cultures. The tribes are the worst ones with their own selves and with their own members. And it's really, really a situation. But that time now is that they're relaxing and opening up, because those who are old and holding the people in the old ways that they say are traditions really are not some of the traditions. They're man-made information that infiltrated into these ceremonies, into the rituals, and are controlling the people, burning them up in the sweat lodges, and hurting them in the ceremonies, telling them how to walk, how to be, controlling their hearts, like the Hopi said. They would become the two-hearted peoples, because one person's heart would control another person's heart. That would be over the ceremonies and tell people how to walk, how to think, how to be. And if they didn't listen, that person would now follow what that person said. That's following that person's heart. They wouldn't be able to follow their heart, and that would be the two-hearted, and that person surely would suffer the consequences by being in fear, being sad and hurt. And if they didn't do what that leader said, whether it was male or female, didn't matter, they couldn't follow their own heart, their own free will. Because now if they did something, they could get kicked out of the ceremony or be persecuted or gossiped about. And the people would attack them like a pack of dogs. If one dog attacks one dog and that dog's getting beat up, here comes the rest of the dogs, and they'll jump on that one dog that's getting beat up, and they'll beat that dog up. Sometimes that dog is so torn up and hurt, it dies. Well, that's what's happening to the people, because this is what is happening. This is happening with all nations and cultures. But as a Native American, I know what this means, because I've been through that. But I survived, and I'm still here. And I'm still here to bring a message to the Orc tribes of the Red Nations to please awaken to what this means, because our children are ready to lead, and the old, who are not going to allow them, their legs are swelling up, their throats, they can't speak, they can't talk, they're not going to be able to move because they're in such pain and anger and hatred and jealousy and resentment that the Great Spirit is not going to allow them to walk anymore, talk anymore, and hurt the people anymore. They're getting shut down by their own actions, by their own thinking patterns that are the old ways that we were told to get out of and stop and move into new ways of thinking, which are the ways of the youth that are gathering information and wisdom and clarity to promote peace for the future, for all nations and cultures. And this has taken place in the great phenomenon for all cultures around the world. Now, I've been working with all cultures around the world and traveled different places around the world, and it's happening everywhere. But coming back home to my own homeland, our Red Nations have great wisdom and knowledge, but it seems like they're kind of left back in the old ways of thinking that have been infiltrated with the boarding school of victimhood energy, controlled by the Department of War, which turned from the United States government, but controlled them through the trust agreement responsibilities, took over these things. Turned that into the Department of Interior, and then that turned into the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is still controlled to the Department of War, and we're still being provided poisons and toxins and pharmaceuticals that are poisonous and given to us every day, and we're wondering why we're in separation. And the programs they teach, the granting systems turns each other against each other. All that, we wonder why the reservations are the way they are. These are prophecies that a time would come, many would wake up, bring awareness, and we would find health. But it would be powerful individuals like myself, men and women, young boys and young girls and boys, children, who would bring the awareness. And if the elders would just stop and listen to this little kid, the teenagers, they're only wanting to voice their opinions of the truth that they came there because they were prophesied to be those people, individuals, great spirits upon the planet, great individuals of clarity, wisdom, and knowledge, because they were hardwired and birthing to existence. You never forget and they never give up and take down the systems of religion, education, man-made laws, and show that that was not working because of the falseness, the lies, and the deceit, the corruption, what was in all of those areas across the board, all across the world, and all things. And it would come to a time where it would be showed right now, which is being showed. It's been being showed for many, many years now. But most of humanity is locked down and has no idea what this means. Because of the matrixes and the web of life, grandmother spider's web, and these ley lines is what those web matrixes are made of, is in the sky there's a matrix, diamond matrixes, if you could see it. If you're awake and you're high vibration and frequency, you could see the matrix there in the sky, diamonds, colors of light and rainbows, on the surface and then below, as above, as below, as in the center, as in us. Our higher self in our head, our lower self to our feet, and then our heart in the center. The Trinity, the three. When we awaken to all three, that they work together in oneness, then we become wisdom carriers of all knowledge, all wisdom. Ask, just think a thought, and we're so knowledgeable that we're made of the particles of the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, every word, every thought, every action that ever took place, every wisdom, every knowledge ever was, is in the particles of the universe. And the crystalline energy force genetic makeup of all things, whose electromagnetic energy force field of this carbon-based world, all that knowledge is within our hearts. But in order to get there, there's a process to get to learn what that means, to get connected to the heart, to ask the question and know the answer. So we are those kinds of people. But we've been deprogrammed by education, man-made laws, and religion, and dumbed us down. But now the children are coming in, and they're not going to be dumbed down unless they're really pushed hard to forget, and many are, and then some are not. But that's a reflection of what's going on with the schools. So the children are retaliating about going to school, failing in school, turned as, you know, special ed children, all that. They're there breaking down the system, but the rest are still into competition, A, B, C's, D's. And I really praise those children who are getting F's, because I say, that's fantastic. You're doing great. You're there, and I've talked to them, and they say, that's all a bunch of hogwash. That's not even true. I don't want to study that. I don't even want to go into the classrooms, because it's all a bunch of untruthful stuff. And I said, yes, I know. I've been there. I know, because they branded me that. And so I had to get through that. And to get through that, I had to agree and write on the test all the answers they needed in order to get out of there, get an education, and even in college. The same, similar thing. Some are good, some is bad. But now we're in a system where we're in that way. And that is starting to fall apart and break down, because anything that's not going to promote peace or the betterment of all things will be broken down by the vibrations coming from the galactic center. And the sun and the moon and the stars and the planetary systems and all that are vibrating at high frequencies, which are the laws of peace, the wisdom and knowledge of all truth is here. Anyone who's not going to follow that cannot make it in the force field in this third dimension. And those who are awakening will get into the fourth and fifth dimension, and those stuck in the lower dimensions, that lower third dimension is collapsing. That means with war, that gets people out of here. Or they come back with post-traumatic stress. That gets them out of here. They eventually die with suicide or illness or sickness. You got people who are upset and distressed and diseased out and making diseases for themselves. There's their thoughts and actions. There's cancers, viruses, toxins, leukemias, diabetes. Everyone's doing it to themselves. No one's got no one else to blame but themselves, especially once they know how this works. And how that is affecting their cells to be decayed and this and that. So chemotherapy isn't the way to heal cancer and other forms of chemotherapy drugs. That kills the immune system and only prolongs death. And then, so organizations FDA, USDA is making a lot of money and funds off us being ill and sick by promoting us to eat all the poisons and toxins of food and pharmaceuticals. And all we got to do is quit, as we prophesize, and get back to a better way of eating and growing our own foods, planting them more better, purely, pure seeds, pure this and that. Well, those ones like Monsanto and all those others, they're cutting their own throats. They're shortening their own lives, in other words. All we got to do is promote peace, bring awareness without pounding on the table, being upset, being pissed off, pounding on the table. That's affecting the environment to be negative and to replay all that negativity, because whatever we put into the environment gets recorded and replays every day. So if we're protesting with anger and hatred and jealousy and resentment and anger, that is what's killing the people who's doing it. They're getting sick and ill and dying. Look at all our leaders who went to war for us and fought for the truth. What did they die from? Powerful illnesses and sicknesses. Well, what about the rest of us? Are we going to do that, or are we going to change and get out of the old way and get into the new? That's what's happening right now. So those of us who are choosing to do that, bring awareness about why Monsanto brings poisons and toxins, and we bless them to wake up with us. We go there peacefully. We leave peacefully. We're not going to take on any of their pain and misery, or anyone else who got ill and sick that chose to eat those things. We're not going to take on the sadness and sorrow of humanity, because if we do, we're going to harm ourselves. We feel sad for someone. We feel sorry for someone. We cannot get away with that at this time in these energy force fields of this planetary system that we're in, especially on this planet Earth. So anyone who does that, they're shortening their own life. But in order for humanity to know this, basically, most of the populations on the planet have no idea what this means or what it even represents. So, like the great one master said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, this is the zombie apocalypse now. We got the zombies walking around on the streets. We got them in the churches. We got them in the educational systems. And some are awake, some are asleep. Some wake up, some go to sleep. That's walking down the street. People are scared to look at each other. They're racing back and forth to work like a bunch of zombies, going to school like a bunch of zombies, promoting what? Promoting zombieism, going nowhere, thinking they're going everywhere, but going nowhere.
Yeah.
Unless they understand who we are, why we are, and what we represent, and what the purpose of life really is about. They have no idea, because they got brainwashed and are still controlled by those systems, which is collapsing. Now, this is all over the internet. It's all over the books. It's written. But most people that think, looking at this, oh, that's crazy, I don't want to believe in that. Well, they've been so brainwashed, they don't even know every idea and every thought they got is false. Not even real. It's something that was just made up by humanity that set this in motion to believe all those things which are known as the illusion. Something that we're living that's not even real and causes us to be ill and sick and causes us to be in the situations we are is known as the illusions. So here we are now. So, you know, this is my process of bringing awareness about the matrices. All this energy has infiltrated the earth, wind, fire, and water elements, and that energy is in there that replays every day. So that goes back to Hiawathans, known as Hiawatha, who came with a great peacemaker to the Iroquois Confederacy, and he had to wrestle the darkness, the black serpents, they were called, and the elements. So he had to go in there and he had to do ceremonies and clean and clear those elements of all those negative thoughts and emotions in those elements. That's the ceremonies that I have been provided with by dreams and visions and messages in my knowing to represent these ceremonies, these circle ceremonies, the sweat lodges, Sundance ceremonies, medicine hole ceremonies. We're all sitting in a circle. All the tribes sit in a circle. We're the power. We are the medicine for all things, because our thoughts make medicine. Our hearts charge the energy within us to send the thought to our head as a high electrical current and energy that touches the electrons and neutrons and protons and shapeshifts them like alchemy into something to be better, to be more harmonic, to be useful, so we can do these things. This is what Jesus Christ said, the Buddha, Muhammad, all the other ones, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, the different women too, they were out there just like the men. And they brought this clarity to us And what happened with it? Well, it got lost. Now it would come back, and that's Noah's prophecy and prophecies and many others too. This is where we're at now. In order for peace to become, how can there ever be peace unless we don't clear the elements of all the dark serpent's thoughts that's in every spark of word and thought? Every day, every word is a spark of energy and goes out, and now it's in the sky, it's in the air, it's right next to us. And if you got millions of people speaking, you got little bitty sparks of energy, and that's electrical current, and that's what's the carbon-based greenhouse effect. That's what's hot, is that little static energy. And if we put our thoughts to it in our hearts, our energy, put our thoughts in to erase all those negative thoughts and emotions, every word and thought, I call it the alphabetical negative soup in the H2O. And that's what we can do. So one time there was Richard Branson said, well, I'll give $23 million to anyone who will come up with some kind of technology to clean up that greenhouse effect. Well, what it is that little static energy that all of humanity put up. So what I'm promoting is a worldwide global equator medicine well ceremony on many sacred sites. And that represents even more above 90 degrees north and south, that on all the land masses, all of humanity awakened. And from now until the end of 2016, I'm promoting us to go around the world and to set sacred sites, set on these beautiful sacred sites wherever we can, and gather groups and organizations and talk to them about how these circles work, these circle ceremonies known as medicine world, whatever they want to call them around the world. They have many names, but they all represent that when we set in the circle, we are the medicine. And when that energy starts to spin like a wheel, that's the power that generates the energy to transmute our hearts, to be powerful, to put our thoughts in, to transmute energy, to clear the energy, because the earth is on a move. Like Badger just said, and what this lady said, that the land masses could move. Well, they are preparing to move, because where there's land, there could be water. Where there's water, there could be land. Now, I have proven through many years of my coming out here, for the last 16 years, showing that we could heal the droughts, we could calm the winds, we could calm the earthquakes and calm volcanoes. Well, we've done it. We've proved it time and time again in these circles. And now humanity is talking about the consciousness of all these thoughts and emotions. But humanity's consciousness is they got all these ways to heal themselves, this and that. And they have all this information. And they talk about all those things, but they've missed the point that Mother Earth is alive. And she's real. But they have high consciousness, so I call them the danglers. Their heads are way up in the clouds, and their feet are not even touching the ground, so they don't even know the earth is alive and real, that they're made of the earth. They're all that the earth is, all of creation, the birds, animals, trees, rivers, and rocks, is all of the earth. How could we own something that we're made of? And we never could, so that's what we're told. If you think you're going to own the earth, you'll have separation. You sell the land, then you'll be cursed, because now you turn into greed materialism. You sell your own self, because you're selling your body. So how could we sell something we never owned? We're told if we did, we'd fall into what we're into now, where separation and division, because people would think they own the earth and this and that. Then there would be wars and fights, and the time would come when we'd have to recognize this, to stop that, to share all things equally, come into peace. So I got this saying I came up with the other day that goes like this. In order to understand peace is to understand the principles of peace, which are the universal laws which represent Mother Nature's laws. The laws within the sacred sites that vibrate this powerful energy that gives the life force energy, the chi, prana. It's got many names around the earth. And this power is what promotes life and beauty and the betterment of all things. So whatever we think is good for me is good for someone else. If I bless someone to have this in their life, to have health, I bless the whole world for that. If I just do it for one person, then that's pretty selfish, because if I can do one person and bless them, then I can bless the rest, because that's how it works. Whatever thought you put into the electrons and the protons and neutrons only gives out what you put out. If you put negativity out, that's what you get back. If you put positivity out, you get that. And that's why people are suffering the consequences of what they're going through. So now to this phrase, talking about the peace talks around the world in Iran, Iraq, Jerusalem, peace talks in the valleys and the canyons where people at home, they're working to get together, kind of like my people at home, the Shoshones, Arapahoes are bumping heads. Who owns the land? Who owns the programs? Obama came in, the Clean Air Act, and gave back this town of Riverton back to the jurisdiction of the reservation. The Arapahoes were not a treaty tribe, so the Shoshones found out that they only came in because of what happened with Custer. And it's a long story. And now the Arapahoes want money, so they told the town of Riverton that they got to pay back all the taxes that was paid out because on the reservation, and all those taxes got to come back to the tribe. Now the Shoshones and Arapahoes are fighting over who's going to get the money. They're fighting over scraps. In the meantime, they separated the tribe, tore apart. That's the whole world analogy of this analogy. And now we got a big old pot of people dying on my homeland. And that's happening on every homeland worldwide. That's only analogy. But this was supposed to be a good thing because of the Clean Air Act, that we could never own the land, we could never own the earth. And we now let all that tax debt go, let write it off, let it go, and share the lands equally. Now, the white man on the land, the Indian wanted them off the reservation. Well, how are they going to leave their homes, their farms, their ranches, and especially their big city in Riverton? How? They would never leave. They would war and fight unless the military came in and pushed them off. Well, that's another story. But the thing is, that's what's happening there in a way. That's not all the story. But this goes back to what I'm saying. In Iran, Iraq, and Jerusalem, and in my homelands, all those thoughts are replaying and dividing the people. So all those thoughts are in the elements that keeps replaying in the matrix. So they can talk about, people can talk about peace until they're red, white, and blue in the face and starry-eyed. There will be no peace. And why? Because all of what they've done and warred and fought over and came to the peace talks has not been cleared out of the elements, like Hiawatha taught and many other peacemakers similar. And until we clean and clear up these energy force fields on the planet, you know, Iran and Iraq, in Jerusalem, Israel, and in the United States, and on my homelands, and every square inch of the homelands of all nations and cultures on this planet, it's going to be a tough system for peace. Now, the energy coming in from the Galactic Center is promoting peace because it's clearing and cleansing those negative thoughts and emotions out of these elements and clearing them the best that it can be. And any toxin poison in us, that is in us, in other words, is sunburn and the those ultraviolet rays are going to teach us lessons. So sores can hit our skin because the toxins in our body, is that high acids in our body, is the sores. It's not, we're not sick. It's just that we got high acidic levels of energy in us, and that's what's coming up. So the sun is telling us purification time, clean and clear up this energy. Well, it's going to get cleared and cleansed. It's going to happen with us or without us. And only those who do it will make it into the force fields of the future underneath this new crystalline-based energy. Carbon-based energy is going out, and the crystalline energy is coming in. Because they're like in a big old pressure, like a piece of coal that's under being pressurized. And when it's really under pressure, that coal will turn into a pure crystal diamond. Now, we're underneath this pressure. We're on the surface. There's an energy coming from the core of the Earth coming to the surface. And from the Father Sky, from the cosmos universe, the creator energy, and we're being pressurized, and our bodies are being pressurized, pushing out our anger or hatred or jealousies or resentment or lies and deceit. If we're not going to release it, let it go, our bodies give out, we die with toxins, poisons, illness, sickness, disease, suicides, going to war, getting shot, car wrecks, gunshots, rapes, murders, killings, all that. That's how we're getting. Those individuals are leaving the planet. The rest of us are still hanging on, wondering what's happening. Well, this is kind of an analogy and a few short words to bring awareness to humanity this evening. That is, so not to go into fear and to know it's okay. And to make it okay is to understand it's a purification process, and there's all kinds of techniques out there in humanity in a holistic form of things go there, learn how that works, and take those methods and get out of these other methods that's causing us to get ill and sick, and they're farming us for money. And those techniques aren't happening to heal us. Look at the chemotherapy and cancer. That's not healing cancer. It's only prolonging the death. And the Blue Water Watcher people just die and shrivel away to nothing. Well, my son, that happened to him, but he went into fear. He chose not to choose the methods because of his relatives, and they put him into fear. So he chose that path, and it was a long, stretched out, long, horrible death. So I didn't think I would survive, but I did, because I had to learn was not to take on the sins of my son and my daughter or my relatives. And sin only means I missed the mark of the truth and understanding. It didn't mean you did any wrong or right. It only meant that you didn't understand. You didn't know what it meant. You were ignorant. You weren't educated to understand the fact that we're ignorant. And it's not that we're stupid, but once you know this and you're ignorant to that and you know the information and you understand this, you do something that's not going to follow the truth, then that's pretty stupid. It's simple. But people just do not want to be told any of that kind of information, because people don't like to be told how to think, how to be, what they should have to do, because at this time, anyone who's told that, they retaliate and argue or fight or deliberate. And so we're told it's a free will planet. So right now, the timing is, the teachings are saying, from the Galactic Confederation, the Star Nations, from the Ascended Masters, from the Holy Beings of Light, or ancestors, all the nations and cultures have a way to talk about these forces. Are they the same and similar? They have different names. Just the cultures haven't recognized how to look at each other's work and information and teachings are the same and similar, but have different terminologies that they all mean the same thing. That this is a time we're to regroup together, the balance of four directions. Black, white, and yellow, red all have a power of one of the elements. And my task is to get them together on this global equator medicine wheel to balance the four directions and those four elements, known as the ethers, and to reset these lands of the earth, to reset the true north and true south, and get it the best we can, because the old Mother Earth shroud is getting ready to lift off, and a new Mother Earth is coming in as we go towards zero point. And those tectonic plates are like weights on a tire. When you go get your tires balanced, you have to tap those weights on there so that tire will spin true, so you can go down the road without vibrating your car. Well, the earth is vibrating. Like it says, the prophecies say, the earth will shake us like the fleas on the back of a dog and shake us off. Well, why is she vibrating like that? Because all the weights, the gold, the silver, the clay, the minerals, the trees, the rivers, everything has been moved and spread everywhere, and the earth is shaking. And so time is coming where the earth is going to the lands are going to shift, and the weights have to go to a certain place, a quadrant around the equator, north, south, east, and west, northeast, north, south, southeast, southwest. They all got to set themselves in a place where the earth will spin like a top and be spinning true. That's where we're headed, brothers and sisters, in a certain way. And this ceremony will promote peace, the principles of peace, of how thoughts and emotions and actions get recorded in the environment and replay. And what kind of thoughts do you want to put in? And what kind of thoughts do you want to clear out from day one? And what we're told, every thought and word we've had for seven lifetimes and seven generations is still replaying in the environment and still going against us is a curse on our head. So like it said, seven generations ago, whatever the mothers and fathers did was fall upon the heads of the sons and daughters and would transfer into their DNA, and they would replay that. Well, we come in to clear all those thoughts and emotions and actions out of ourselves and out of the environment, because we are the environment. And this is how we healed the Super Yellowstone volcano in 2004. We healed droughts in Southern California and the Big Bear Medicine Hole in 2004, in September, October, November 2004, and then again, practiced these ceremonies and taught these things. And then we did another major one in 2008 in May in Atlanta, Georgia, in five states over there surrounding Atlanta, Georgia, and healed another historical drought. And then before 2012 was over, we went down from Washington all the way down to Costa Rica, Panama, and worked on all the volcanoes like we did in Yellowstone and cleared and calmed them. for the energy that was going to hit in 2013 that could have separated the tectonic plates. So we calmed those plates and energy so they would shift gently so humanity could have a gentle time as we went into 2013. That had been continuing from 2013 and moving onward. So I'm preparing this with those like-minded peoples that want to join me. There's others out there doing all kinds of things too. It's just not me. It's all of us working together. And so we just did a lot of ceremonies on the East Coast and got water and rain back in. And there was a force field out there off the coast holding that water out. So when it would come in towards the West Coast, it would fly over top of California and dump in the mid-states. And then it would go around on the Mexican border and the Canadian border. It was like serpents swimming. As a water serpent. So there was a force field, like a plasma holding that energy out. So from January, I put a message out that we're moving from Washington down, working on several sacred sites to clear this energy. We finally did it 3 weeks ago. We finally broke it. And then when that Pineapple Express energy came in, all the moisture, now it fell into California. Some of the mountains got snow, got rain. And at that time, I now went into New Mexico, did some ceremonies on the Natural Pitch Cliff Monument in Albuquerque. 3 days of ceremonies, three of us cleared that energy, and we got the rain over there and filled up those mountains with snow. And all the way down in this big medicine hole ceremony that's 1,200 miles across, we cleared and cleaned that again to get water, get this rain, and get snow back in our mountains. And this is what these ceremonies do, brothers and sisters. And this is what No Eyes was saying, this beautiful woman of prophecy, this native lady. And she said these things, that it would be us who would fall back on this old wisdom, this old technology, to promote peace, to bring health. And it would be us that humanity would be looking for. So I'm one of them. And so is Blue Otter. And so is Badger. And so are many of you out there listening to this broadcast. And what I'm asking for, we're making a documentary about this and a full feature film about what this means and represents so we can get this out to humanity. And in order to do this, we need between $3 and $5 million. Right now I'm in Hollywood in L.A. and getting ready to do a big gathering with the movie stars, the music industry, the artists, the millionaires and the billionaires, to prove the they're bringing a big gathering together in the L.A. Convention Center that's going to be taking place there. And I'm going to be there bringing awareness to them all to see if we can get support for this Medicine World Ceremony that we need at least between $3.5 and $5 million to travel around the world. One direction, and then turn around and go the other direction. So it's the serpent energy, the rainbow serpent, and then the plume serpent energies. A zigzagging of energy, going to the right, and coming back, and going left, to complete two circuits of energy, and to rebalance the equator, and north and south, and work on the east and west energies, and ask all of humanity to help us. For 2 years, going into the end of 2016. And then on a final date, after we've done a lot of ceremonies, we're going to ask all of the world to set together and to clean and clear the earth of all these energy force fields in the matrix the best that we can get it before we get to zero point when these lands will shift, which is known as the shift of the ages, the great shifts that would shift us into heaven upon earth. As the new mother comes in and takes over, as the old mother lifts off, a new mother spirit comes in, a youthful, loving, brilliant, beautiful, divine feminine being that is being represented by the women of today that would lead us into this world. As the prophecy said, the women would bring great clarity and wisdom to help us get there. And that's what they're doing right now. I'm asking all these men to step back and let these women speak on behalf of what they know. And for them to build these ceremonies for those women and work side by side with them equally, as prophecy said, that they're not going to run over us, they're not going to beat us up, and if they do, then they're women out of balance, just as bad as the men. So if the women haven't healed and men are doing things and women are still pissed off at men over here, well, that woman hasn't healed in her own self. If a man is the same and similar, they haven't healed. So these aren't the leaders to follow or to consider. But the time of following people is over. We're told to follow our own hearts, come to the circle, share our information, and take all of our ceremonies and put them together and bring them into a place of oneness where we can all decide how we're going to do our ways with each other and take part with those ways and make them one and fulfill prophecy and fulfill peace. This is what I've been told by these dreams and visions, by these messengers underneath the eagle and the jaguar. So I'm both signs, eagle and jaguar, and I am this person. And I am what I am by what the Great Spirit had told me. And this is what this messenger told me a while back. And I was stunned when I heard this. And this being came and said, "Grandson, remember, you are what I am. You are the earth. You're the stars. You're the moon. You're the universe. You're the earth. Remember, I am what you are. I am the Great Spirit. I am the Creator. I am known by many names. You were sent there to create. Remember, I am what you are, and so is everyone else. For I am that I am is what you are is what I am. Is that all that is underneath what I am, is all that it is. So you're all wisdom, all knowledge, and you're all great spirits on earth. You're all sent there to create beauty because you have the power in your hearts. And share this wisdom with your fellow brothers and sisters," I was told. And then Mother Earth came. So Mother, Father, Creators, the Goddess, God beings that created their children, the Mother, Father, God energy, the child, the name of the Father and the Mother and the child, the Trinity, that we are that we have been sent to rise out of the ashes of chaos to the rising of the phoenix and come together and connect and promote this beauty for the earth. And we will surely make it through and we will surely succeed. So I ask you all out there to put good thoughts in for me, as I would do for you, to promote peace on the planet. And I'm asking you to put good thoughts in for Otter to have, Blue Otter to have a lot of funds to support his organization. And I'm asking for everyone to get the same and similar. I'm asking for between 3 and 5 million. Put that thought in for me so we can promote peace, so we can go around the world, airline tickets, beautiful food, places to stay. And travel in a gentle, easy, safe manner without having any lack and being locked down without any money anywhere. We've got more than enough to get this task done to promote peace for the betterment of all of humanity. It's not that we're going to become rich. We're going to make a documentary. We're going to make a movie. And we're going to bring this awareness. This is going to happen. We're going to share. This is all going to be shared freely. It's not going to be sold. It's going to be given freely to all nations and cultures. So I ask you to please help us out there. And help everyone equally that's doing this work. So this is a time that I'm told this will happen. And I really, really know it will. Not only do I know it so deep and so strongly in me. Whatever I believe, whatever I think. And all of you, if we all think this thought, that tells the elements and the neutrons and electrons to deliver it. And then it becomes. And we continue to do that for each other around the planet. As we move into the future, it's good for one, it's good for another. And keep this up every day, every second, day and night. For we are the ones that have been sent here to get this task done. And this thing called, we are the ones we've been waiting for, that I've become so concerned over these words, that we are that, we are these beings, and there's no them. The them is mean separation, so there's no thems out there. There's only us. If anyone's talking about those over there, and they're doing this, and them guys over there, well, they're talking about themselves because they're talking about them, they're making them that. So they're in separation, and the time of getting over the thems and all that is over to recognize that each other is another other, because what I do affects everyone. But anyway, thank you, Otter, for listening to this.
Fantastic.
I'm pretty long-winded.
If there's one thing I can count on, is that when you come on the program, you've got something to say. and you know how to say it. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate it. If you got a few minutes, let's invite callers to call in. The number to call in, 347 996-3318. And if we don't get somebody to call in here, we'll go ahead and let you go. I know you're tired. I know you got a lot going on today. And we really appreciate you coming on. Mark, did you have any observations?
No. I think he said it pretty clearly.
Okay, excellent. Well, we probably ought to let him get on his way then, okay?
Well, there must not be any callers right now.
Yeah.
So that's great.
A lot of people,
all their questions.
A lot of people will join us a little bit later, and we do have about a dozen people listening right now, but we'll probably have 200 before the end of the week. We get about 125 a night. Most of the folks will be listening to this as delayed, but I know you're beat, so we'll let you go. Appreciate you.
Okay, well, I'd like to let people know to check my website.
Absolutely.
It's www.earthwisdomfoundation.net.
Right. There's a link right from the interview page here.
And those out there who may not have that or just listening or however that might be, but I'd like to thank everyone for considering this information tonight, and thank you, Blue Water and Badger, for having me on tonight. And I'd like to let everyone know we're in Southern California, still working on more rain. We're going to need a lot of help for the next year ahead. Nature's going to need our help, and it's going to be us who blesses nature. It's not going to be the governments. It's not going to be those institutions. It's going to be the people. When the people come together, we have the power to do what we can.
And
I ask you all to join us in the future.
I want to point out, this will not be the first time that Blue Thunder's ceremonies have broken a drought. It's happened before. California needs the water, but we need it slowly. We need it so it's not going to kill anybody. And
So this is the process. But the thing is, it's all of us together working together to do this. And it's this is a time, so we're here, and we'd like everyone to join us, and far and wide. If you have any questions, email me, call me. I'm always on hand, and I'm not always too busy to answer everyone's questions. Just keep sending them in, emailing me. I'll eventually answer you and do the best I can to help everyone.
Okay.
So right
as,
now,
as usual, it's been an honor.
Okay. Thank you again, brother.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Good night, everybody.
Yep, good night.
Bye-bye now.
Good night.
Join us to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Friends, this is your co-host, Will Blue Otter. Join us now to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Aho. As Blue Water, seventh great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho.
Remember who I am.